The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. 18th chapter, text number 67. Given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Recorded on December 10th, 1972, in Ahmedabad, India.
Hatapaskaya na avaptaya tadacha Nachasu susube machang nachamang jo abhasuyat. So, we were discussing this verse yesterday. So, there are persons abhasuyat, envious of Krishna. Envious, who is envious of Krishna? Demands, just like Kamsa. Always making plan how to kill Krishna. As soon as he heard that his eighth son of his sister, Devaki, would kill him, as soon as he heard this prophecy, he became a determined enemy of Krishna. He was always thinking of Krishna. That is also Krishna consciousness. But he was thinking in a different way. Pratikulena. Anukulla sa sankalpa pratikullam vivaryan. This devotional service means to accept favorable and reject unfavorable. This is called saranagati. Surrender means to accept favorable things, how I can make progress towards Krishna. And pratikul means rejecting unfavorable things which are not very congenial for my progress to Krishna consciousness. Rakhishati iti vishyasa palanam, and to have firm faith that Krishna will give me protection. Krishna will give me protection. Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam vraja aham tva sarva papebhyo mokkhayiṣyāmi mā śuci. So, to have firm faith in the statement of Krishna. Krishna says, I will give you protection from the resultant action of all sinful activities. We must know that anyone who is in this material world, more or less sinful, without being sinful, nobody exists in this material world. Just like yesterday we visited the Sabarmati jail. So, all the prisoners who are there, it is to be understood, they are all sinful or criminals. Otherwise, how they are put into the jail? So, this material world is jail. You cannot have freedom here. It is not possible. Daivijisa gunamai mama maya durattaya. And the superintendent of jail is Durga Devi. You have seen the there are many worshippers of goddess Durga. She is the superintendent of this jail. Durga means fort. So this material world is just like a fort, and the predominating deity is the Durga Devi. Therefore, she is equipped with so many weapons, 10 kinds of weapons on 10 hands. And there are 10 directions. The 4 corners, east, west, south, north, and the 4 corners, up and down. These are the 10 directions. So you cannot escape. Just like from the jail, you cannot escape. There is very strong guard. Similarly, we are all put into this. Four, Durga, material universe. And the deity, predominating deity, is Durgadi. There are some people, they think by satisfying Durga, we shall be happy. That is also mentioned in the Shastras. But that happiness is only within this material world. Dhanam dehi, rupang dehi, rupapati bhajyang dehi, jasu dehi, dehi dehi. After worshipping Goddess Durga, we ask all this benediction. Give me money, give me beautiful wife, give me reputation, give me strength, give me victory. Durga Devi gives you. But that is not actual happiness. Therefore Krishna says that Abrahma Bhuvana Lokan Punaravattinaja. My dear Arjuna, even if you are promoted to the highest planetary system, Brahma Loka, that is not happiness. In the Brahma Loka, the duration of life is so long that you cannot calculate even one day. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sahasra yuga parjantam arhajyat brahmano viru. Sahasra yuga. One yuga means 43 lakhs of years. And multiply it by 1,000. Sahasra yuga parjantam arhat. Now calculate that duration is one day of Brahma. One day means 12 hours. Similarly, another 12 hours, night, day and night, then again 30 days, 1 month, similarly 12 months equal to 1 year, such 100 years is the duration of Brahma. So anyone who goes to the Brahma Loka, they are trying to go to the moon planet, I don't think they have been successful. But this is not a very difficult task. But even if you go to the Brahma Loka, where the duration of life is so long, and the comforts of life are many, many thousand times which we can perceive here. But Krishna says that even you go there, then the birth, death, old age and disease is there. You cannot avoid. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarsha. Brahma, when he was approached by Hiranyakashipu to have the benediction to become immortal, Brahma said, oh, I am not immortal. How can I give you the benediction? So any planet within this material world, you may go. You may try to become happy. But there is no such thing as immortality. That is not possible within this material world. Madhyamagatya punarjanmana vidyate. Krishna said, but if you come to my planet, there is Krishna's planet. As there is Brahma's planet, similarly there is Krishna's planet. That planet is called Goloka Vrindavan. Jadgatya nanivartante tadhyamam paramamam. So, anyone can go. That is not very difficult. But we do have no information. All the informations are all there. In the Bhagavad Gita are all Vedic literature. We do not take care of. We are surprised only by the movement of the Sputnik going to the so-called moon planet, coming back, taking some dust. So we are very much surprised with this movement. But we do not care to know that I am a spirit soul. My movement is so unique and beautiful that I can go back to home, back to God. That we do not. This is called ignorance. Mura. Mura. Foolish person, rascals. They do not know. Very meager idea. How we can be promoted? Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Jyanti deva vritadhiman. Those who want to go to the planetary system of the demigod, the moon planet is one of them. They can go. You have to prepare yourself in this life. We have discussed all these things in our small booklet, Easy Journey to Other Planet. Those who are interested who can read. So we can go any planet, any type of forms of living entity. There are 8,400,000 forms of body, material body. Jedathamang prabhadante. You desire anything, you'll be given chance by Krishna. Krishna is so kind that he gives you chance according to your desire. Jedathamang prabhadante. Mamo vartmano vartante manushya apartha sarvas. But why we should want something which is perishable? That is intelligence. Krishna says, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka. Even if you go to the Brahma Loka planet, that is also perishable. You'll have to return again. Janti deva prata devan, pitrin janti pitri prata, bhutejja janti bhutani, madhyajinopi janti mam. If you desire to go to the planetary system of the demigods, you can go. If you want to remain here in this bhuloka, bhuvaloka, you can remain. If you want to go to the pitri lokas, just like according to our Vedic system, there is pitri tatpan. You know all. By offering pitri tatpan, you can be promoted to the pitri lokas. This is the idea. Similarly, if you want to go to the supreme planet, Jadgattana Nivartante, the abode of the supreme law, Goloka Vrindavan or Vaikuntha Loka, you can go. So if we want actually promotion of life, I mean to say established life, eternal life, an eternal body, Satchidananda, an eternal blissful life of knowledge, then you must worship Krishna. That is the verdict. Therefore Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ bhaja. This is the mission of Bhagavad Gita. The best chance. And Krishna comes here to give you the idea what is the function of the Krishna Loka that he displays in Vrindavan here. Radha Madhav Kunya Vihari. That is his business. Simple life, village life. They are all young boys and girls, the gopis and the cowherd boys. They are enjoying dancing. Lakshmi sahasrasata samrama sevyamanam surabhi ravipalayantam. And Krishna, just like We have got some hobbies. We keep some cats and dogs. Krishna has got all his hobbies. What is that? Surabhi Ravi Palan. He's always engaged in taking care of the Surabhi cows, Gopal. That is his business. So it's so simple life. So the difficulty is the people cannot understand these things. They are of opinion that after this life, everything's true. The greatest scientists, philosophers, they are thinking like that. That means practically they have no sense. Why there is no life after death? I am experiencing that I was a baby, and after this baby body is finished, I got a body of child. Then from child body I got the body of a boy. Then as a young man, then I've got this. Now why not after changing this body, another body? Where is the reason? In my this experience I get that I've changed so many bodies, but I remember I am existing. Although my different bodies are finished, I am existing. Similarly, tathā dehāntaram prāpti dhīrastatta namayati. Similarly, I shall get another body. So, what kind of body I shall get? That is the preparation stage in this life. What kind of body I am going to get? That is karmana daivanetrena jantur diha upapatti. As you are working, here, this is a chance, human body. Here is a chance. You can make your next body as lower animals or demigods or go back to home, back to God, whatever you like. Janti diva pratadevan kithrin janti kithribhati. These are the instructions of Bhagavad Gita. So, one has to understand all these things by little tapasya. Because to go back to home, back to Godhead, is not very easy thing, because we are so much entangled with this gross material body and subtle material body. And this subtle material body is creating, just like a spool, creating another body, desires, material desires. So we have to change these material desires into spiritual desires. Then we get spiritual body. Karmana devanatre. This is the function of the laws of nature. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvas. Ahankara vimuratma kartaham iti mannate. Prakite. So long we are in this material world, we are associating with different modes of material nature, and prakriti is giving me different types of bodies. In this way, we are rolling, we are wandering. Now, this human form of life is meant for understanding that there is spiritual life, there is eternal life, there is blissful life, and prepare for that. That is Krishna consciousness. Do not waste your time. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur sings, Hari Hari Bi Phale Janama Goain, Manusya Janama Paiya Radha Krishna Nabhojiya Janiya Shuniya Bisho Khain. After getting this opportunity, this human form of life, if we do not take to Krishna consciousness, that is means willingly we are taking poison. Willing. By becoming Krishna conscious in this life, you can be transferred to the spiritual world immediately. Takta deham punar janman naiti. Everything is explained there. As soon as you die, immediately, you are transferred to the spiritual world. How? janma karma me vibham ju janati tattata. Anyone who understands Krishna in truth, janma karma me vibham ju janati tattata. This is tattvic knowledge. Tattvic knowledge means to understand Krishna as he is. Krishna says, matta parataram nanya kinchidasti dhananja. There is no more superior truth beyond. I am the supreme truth. Parabrahma param. Arjuna understood it. Parabrahma param dhama pavitram paramam bhavam. This is understood. This is parampara understood. If you want to understand Bhagavad Gita, if you want to understand Krishna, then you have to follow the footprints of the Mahajan. Kevam parampara praptam. As Arjuna understood. How Arjuna understood it? Parabrahma, the supreme Brahma. We are all Brahma. There is no difficulty to understand Aham Brahmasmi. That's all right. But we are not Parabrahma. We are Brahmas because part and parcel of Brahma, qualitatively one with Brahma. Aham Brahmasmi. Just like if you say, I am Indian. So there is no harm. But you cannot say that you are as big, as powerful as Indira Gandhi. She is also Indian. Similarly, you may become Brahma, but you cannot become Parabrahma. That is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. Similarly, Aham Brahmasmi, I am not this body, I am not this material form. I have got my spiritual identity. That is called Aham Brahmasmi. And when one understands this fact, that he is not this material body, that is called Brahma Bhuta. Without understanding this, Jiva Bhuta, everything is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. As soon as one understands that he is not this body, he is spirit soul, then he becomes Prasannatma. Because Prasannatma means we are all working on the bodily concept of life. I am Indian, I am American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Brahman, I am Shudra, and this and that. So, when one understands that I am not this body, then he comes to the point, why I am working so hard for this body? Misunderstanding. That is called Brahma Bhuta, Prasannatma. Immediately, your so many responsibilities go away. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na sochati na kankhati sama sarveshu bhuteshu. Then you understand that why I am envious of this man or that man, this animal or that animal. They are all part and parcel of Krishna. They are all Brahmas. So, sama sarveshu bhuteshu pandita samadarsina. He sees Brahma darshan. In this way, when samattam, he comes to the point of samattam, equality, madhavakti lavati param. That is the beginning of devotional life. That is the beginning of, it is not a sentiment, it is a great science to become a devotee, to come to the platform of devotional life. Madhavakti lavati param. When one comes to that stage of devotional life, then bhaktyama mavijanati javana jaschami tattata. At that time one can understand what is Krishna. Tattata, the same thing. In three places Krishna has been described. Tattata. Janma karma me dibbam ju janati tattata. Manushanam sahasresu koshchit vettimam tattata. How to understand tattata? Bhaktyama mavijanati javana jaschami tattata. So if you want to understand Krishna, then you have to take the life of devotion. And one who does not take to this life of devotion, he cannot understand Krishna, or Krishna philosophy, Bhagavad Gita. It is far, far away. It is, my Guru Maharaj used to say, it is just like licking the honey bottle. One may come to the bottle filled with honey, but simply by licking the bottle, what taste he will get? The honey must be open, and then if you taste, you will know what is honey. Similarly, simply by taking Bhagavad Gita and trying to understand it by so-called scholarship is licking out the honey bottle, that's all. There will be no taste. There will be no taste. You've gone for many millions of years licking up that bottle. You'll never understand. If you want to understand, then Krishna says here, tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti tad jnanam jnanina tattva darshina. The same tattva. You have to approach a person who has seen tattva, tattva darshina. So that tattva-darshi already explained, bhakta mam abhijanati, one can become tattva-darshi simply by devotional service. So for coming to the platform of devotional service, one has to make some sacrifice. That is called tapasya. Tapasya means voluntarily accepting some difficult things. That is called tapasya. Therefore, those who have not taken to that, those who have taken Bhagavad Gita as a table talk, they cannot understand. Not Bhagavad Gita should be preached amongst them. Therefore, Krishna is warning. Idanti na atapaskaya na bhaktaya. Idanti na atapaskaya na bhaktaya kadacha. Never describe this Bhagavad Gita. Krishna said in the previous verse, people will not be able to understand. Krishna says, sarvadharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja. These simple facts cannot be understood by any man who has not undergone some austerities, penances, and who has not become a devotee. It is not possible. Therefore Krishna is warning. Don't speak to this nonsense. They will not understand. But a devotee of Krishna tries to make them devote. Because Krishna in the next verse says, jaidam paramam guhyam mad bhakti su abhidhasati. Mad bhakti su abhidhasati. Here in this verse it is said, na bhaktaya. Don't speak this truth of Bhagavad Gita to the abhaktas. But if you can speak to the bhaktas, jaidam paramam guhyam. Paramam guhyam. It is the most confidential knowledge, most confidential part of Vedic knowledge. It is said in the beginning, sarva guhyatamam. Sarva guhyatam, most confidential. The paramam guhyam. Mad bhaktesu. Because from the beginning it is simply said, only the bhaktas can understand. Therefore, it should be preached among the bhaktas. Mad bhakteshu abhidhasati. Bhakti mai parakritva mameva asyati asaṁsaya. So, this is another opportunity. Just create everyone, especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharat bhumite manusya janma hailaja. Anyone who has taken birth in this holy land of Bharatvarsha, janma sthartha kari karo parapok. This is the injunction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that first of all, make your life perfect. Just try to understand what is Krishna and what is Bhagavad Gita, and make your life practical in understanding Bhagavan and the bhakti. Janma sthartha kori. Then go and preach all over the world. Paropokar. Because the whole world is in darkness. They are too much materially congested. They're brave. Big professors. They say after death there is no life. And they are going at teachers and professors. So, especially in the Western world, they are so much engrossed. So our request is, those are actually intelligent, take to this Krishna consciousness movement seriously, especially Indian, and try to preach all over the world. They are also hankering after it. And Krishna said that simply by trying to preach the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita as it is, then he becomes a great devotee of Krishna, bhaktiṁ mai parabhakti. That parabhakti already explained, brahma bhuta prasannātmā na sochati na kāṅkhati, samasarvesu bhūtesu mad bhaktiṁ labhate para. Parabhakti. Now para. Apara means material, and para means transcendent. Parabhakti. Without coming to the stage of parabhakti, one cannot understand Krishna. So, that parabhakti means one must be free from all sinful activities. Jisam antagatam papam. Not ordinary. Jisam antagatam papam. Jananam. Jananam punya karmanam. Those who are always engaged in pious activities, they cannot be engaged in sinful activities. By pious activities, constantly being engaged in pious activities, then what is that pious activity? Sinnathang sagatha Krishna punya savanakīva. Simply if you hear and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, punya savanaki, you become pious. Even if you do not understand, if you simply engage. So the method is very simple. You can become pious and you can become free from all sinful activities. So jesam antakatang papang jananang punya karma te dandamahonin mukta bhajanti maang dirabhrita. Then he can surrender unto Krishna. Vāsudeva sarvamīti, samahātmā sudullāva. These are the process, simple process. We have to simply take it serious. So therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is prohibiting the four pillars of sinful life. What is that? Illicit sex life. Illicit sex life. And meat eating. Meat eating means fish, egg, everything. Amish. Amish bhojan. Meat eating. And intoxication. All kinds of intoxication. Not only liquor or LSD, but also tea, coffee, cigarette, everything. Illicit sex life, meat eating, and intoxicant and gas. These are the four pillars of sinful life. So we are advocating, please give up these four principles of sinful life and chant Hare Krishna mantra at least 16 loud. You become situated in the transcendental position and you can understand what is Krishna and what is Bhagavad Gita. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Can be removed. Nistrai gunya veda, nistrai gunya bhava. If there is a contradiction between the principles taught by Vedas and taught by Gita, sir?
Nistrai gunna, as soon as you become a devotee, you become nistrai gunna. As soon as you become a devotee, pure devotee of Krishna,
yes,
you are situated on the platform of nistrai gunna.
Traigunya vishaya veda.
Traigunya means this. Three qualities, satagun, rajagun, tamagun. So, the whole Vedic literature is describing how to get out of this entanglement of three gunas. So, as soon as you come out of these three gunas, then you become nistrayguna.
Nistrayguna bhavarjuna.
So, how you can become nistrayguna? That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Manchabhya vicharini bhakti yogena jaseva. Sagunan samaditta etan brahma bhuyaya kalu. This is not true. If you engage yourself in unadulterated abhya vichari,
devotion. Then you become immediately situated on the platform of Nistraigun. Sagunan samatitta yita brahma bhuyaya kalpat. Pure devotion and service means anna vilasita sunnam. Anna vilas. We have got so many desires, all material desires. So one should be free from all material desires. Jnana karma dhanabhritam. Jnana nidbhed brahmanusanda. This is generally understood as jnana. And karma means to be elevated to the higher planetary system, heavenly planets. So anabhritam, we should not be touched with jnana and karma. Neither we have any material desire. Anukullena Krishna anusilanam. Simply cultivating Krishna consciousness, anukullena, favorably, bhakti uttama. That is the highest platform of devotional service. Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam, tatparatena nirmalam, rishikena rishikesa sivanam bhakti richat. When we become free from all designations, we are so many designations. I am Indian, I am American, I am Brahman, I am this, I am that. These are our upadhi. I am pure soul. And as pure soul, I am part and parcel of Krishna. My only business is to serve Krishna. Anukullena Krishna anusilana. Bhakti uttama. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti ruchyate. Rishik, the senses. When the senses are engaged in the service of the proprietor of the sense, rishikesa, that is called bhakti. So, Nistridhanna means to be situated on a platform where these three gunas cannot affect. That is it.
Mamsa
dharma
maatta, that means we cannot be exactly Krishna. We can be
like
Krishna, but not exactly Krishna of my
bhakti. No, no. He cannot become Krishna. Mamsa dharma maatta. What is that, Manusha? That is mental speculation. Krishna is asamardha. Nobody can become Krishna, nor even equal to Krishna. Ekala Ishar Krishna. Arsa Bhritta. Only master is Krishna and everyone is servant. This is our real position. Everyone. Ekala Ishar Krishna Arsa Bhritta. Jare joiche nachay se toiche kare nritta. According to the direction of Krishna, we are dancing in different activities. Sarvasya chaham ridhi sannivishta matta smriti jnanam apohanam. Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. I wanted to do something, desire. Krishna reminds me, now here is the opportunity, I give you opportunity, now you can do it. Matta smriti jnanam apohanam. So if you want to forget Krishna, Krishna will give you such intelligence that you will forget him. And if you want to serve Krishna, Krishna will give you such intelligence, I will be able to serve Krishna. Tesam satatujuktanam bhajatam priti purvam buddhi yogam dadami jenamam upajam. So it is up to you whether you want to forget Krishna or if you want to serve Krishna. If you want to serve Krishna, Krishna will give you intelligence how you can elevate yourself. And if you want to forget Krishna, Krishna will give you such intelligence that you will forget forever. That is Krishna.
Yet it's over here to come to you. So that this Mahatman Vartunte Manusha Pashtavata, that the Bhattva, the way, the road, the wrong road, the Lord Krishna, Lord Krishna, should be very easier.
So, Mamo Vartmano Vartante means that just like on the top of, just like there are so many skyscraper buildings in America, 105 stories, I think that is the latest. So, suppose you have to go to the topmost flat, there is staircase. So everyone is trying to go there, but someone has passed, say, 10 steps, another has passed, say, 50 steps, another has 100 steps, but you have to complete, say, 2,000 steps. So the staircase is the same, Mama Vartmano Vartante, because the aim is to go to the topmost flat, but the one who has passed 10 steps, he is lower than one who has passed 50 steps. One who has passed 50 steps, he is lower than who has passed 100 steps. So similarly, there are different processes, but all the processes are not the same. They are aiming at the same goal, karma, jnana, yoga, bhakti. But bhakti is the highest state. Because when you come to the platform of bhakti, then you can understand what is Krishna. Not by karma, jnana, yoga. That is not possible. You are trying, you are going towards that aim. But Krishna says, bhaktama abhijana. He does not say by jnana, by karma, by yoga. No. That you cannot understand. You can go forward, steps. But if you want to know Krishna, then bhakti. Bhakti-amāva-vijānāti, jāvānyas-chāmiti. This is the process. Therefore, mamo vartmānu vartante means everyone is trying to come to me according to their capacity, ability. But one who actually wants to understand me, the simple process, just like this, the staircase is there, but not in this country, in European American countries, side by side there is lift, elevator. So instead of going step by step to the highest flat, you take the help of this lift, you go immediately within a second. So if you take the lift of bhakti, then immediately come in contact with Krishna directly. Instead of going by step by step by step, why should you take? Therefore Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇam. You simply surrender unto me. Your business is finished. Why should you labor so much, step by step by step by step?
What about the statement, jñāni tvātmaiva me matam?
Yes, that jñāni does not mean nidbhed brahmanasam. Jñāni, without jñāna, how one can become bhakta? Because the result of jnana is to become brahma-bhuta. So, those who are taking bhakti as sentiment, they may fall down. Prasabhakta prakita smitaha. Prakita bhakta means sentiment. But jnani bhakta, one who becomes a devotee, knowing Krishna, what he is very important.
Who will carry on this movement after you?
Who is asking me? He'll do.
Come up, stand up.
Can I ask my Bhakti Guruji that what is your plan to carry this which of the friend after you? That is, who would be after Bhakti Gandha Prabhu keep this letter of and off.
That is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Himang vivasate yogam pratvan aham abhayam vivasan manavipraho manu ikhag abhibravi. First of all, Krishna spoke this Krishna consciousness, science, to the sun god. And the sun god, Vivashan, explained it to his son, Manu. And Manu explained to his son, Ikkhaku, evaṁ parampara prātam imaṁ rājasaya vidu. So, this science is understood by the parampara disciplic succession. So, as we have understood by the parampara system from my Guru Maharaj, so any of my students will understand, he will keep it running on. This is the process. It is not a new thing, it is the old thing. Simply, we have to distribute it properly as we have heard from our predecessor, Acharya. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is recommended, Acharya Upasana. One must approach Acharya. Acharyaman Purusha Veda. Simply by speculating, a so-called scholarship, it is not possible. It is not possible. One must approach the Acharya. So, the Acharya is coming by parampara system, disciplic succession. Therefore, Krishna recommends, tadvidhi pranipate na pariprasne na sivaya. One should approach the Acharya and try to understand by pranipa, surrender. This whole thing is depending on surrender. Jijathamang prapadvam. The surrender process, the proportion of surrender is the means of understanding Krishna. If we are fully surrendered, then we can understand fully Krishna. If you are partially surrendered, then you understand Krishna partially. So jijathamang prapadvam. It is the proportion of surrender. That the one who has surrendered fully, he can understand this philosophy and he can preach us by the grace of Krishna. What is that? Yes, this is the only solution of all problems. This is the only solution.